Blog Talk Radio.
Friends at the old country church. There with mother we went, and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory,
sweet memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
They bring to me.
How I long once more to be.
With my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
A memory.
Oh, what joy.
They bring to me
how I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. Oft my thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's good to see you in here. And let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, we open your word this evening, Father, and we ask that you would my Holy Spirit to be with us, each one, Father, so that we can receive knowledge, wisdom, and a greater understanding of this, your word, so that we can walk closer in fellowship with you, the Lord Jesus. And that we can walk in the Spirit, Father, as your word tells us to do. Now, Father, be with us throughout this reading this evening. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. You know, we are still going through Revelations. We're now in the 9th chapter. I hope everyone has got it. Beginning here with verse 1. And the 5th angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given keys of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit. There rose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. There came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. 5. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of the scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shades of the locusts were like unto horses prepared into battle, and on their heads were as it were crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men. And they had hair as the hair of women, and there were teeth, were as the teeth of a lion. 9. And they had breastplates as it were breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. They had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. 1 woe is past, and behold, there come 2 woes more hereafter. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel which had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year, for to slay the third part of men. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000,000, and I heard the number of them. 17. And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them, having breastplates of fire and of jaundice and brimstone, and the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths issued fire, smoke, and brimstone. 18. By these three was the third part of men killed, by the fire, by the smoke, and by the brimstone, which issued out of their mouths. 19. For their power is in their mouth and in their tails. For their tails were like unto serpents and had heads, and with them they do hurt. 20. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk, neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. And we have come to the end of chapter 9. Chapter 10, verse 1. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice. That's when the lion roared. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he has declared to his servants, the prophets. 8. The voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. 10. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey, and as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. Here we are at the end of chapter 10. Chapter 11, verse 1. And there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood saying, rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein. But the court which is without the temple, leave out and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees, and the two candlesticks, standing before the God of the earth. 5. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth, and devour their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. 6. These have power to shut heaven, that it rain not in the days of their prophecy. And they have power over waters to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, and shall overcome them and kill them. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and they shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwell on the earth. 11. And after 3 days and a half, the Spirit of life from God entered into them. They stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. They heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. 13. And the same hour was there a great earthquake, and the tenth part of the city fell, and in the earthquake were slain of men 7,000, and the remnant were affrighted and gave glory to the God of heaven. 14. The second woe is past, and behold, the third woe cometh quickly. 15. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven. Kingdoms of the world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. 16. And the 24 elders, which sat before God on their seats, fell upon their faces and worshiped God. 17. Saying, we give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and was and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and has reigned. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. 19. And the temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament, and there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail. All right, now we've come to the end of chapter 11. We're getting ready now for chapter 12. Verse 1. There appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pained to be delivered. And there appears another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, 7 crowns upon his head, and his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. 7. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And 9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. 12. Therefore, rejoice ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that it has but a short time. 13. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man child. And to the woman were given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she is nourished for a time, and times and half a time, from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. 16. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood, which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. And we have now come to the end of chapter 12. We're going to stop here. We have covered quite a few chapters there. And that's going to give you quite a bit to think about through this evening and tonight. And we will stop there. Maybe just a little early, but that's all right. Tomorrow morning is Sunday morning. Brother Dennis is to be our speaker in the morning. And I'll be back speaking with you tomorrow night. And we'll be moving out of Revelation tomorrow night. And we'll be going back in tomorrow night. I will be speaking to you from the four Gospels. All right. Let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close the reading of your word, we thank you for it, Father. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit. And Father, we thank you for these times that we can come together. Come together in thy love to share with each other and to help each other to grow in knowledge, in strength of faith, so that we can walk that pathway of righteousness, that straight and narrow way that will bring us home to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we do pray for Israel and Jerusalem. Pray for peace for them, just as your word tells us to do. And Father, even more than that, we pray for them all to come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and accept him as their Savior, as their Messiah, so that one day Israel will be known as a land for Jesus. And Father, this land of ours, we continue, Father, to pray for those that are evil that's in leadership of our government and our churches to be removed, Father, and replaced by those that are walking in righteousness, that are yours, Father, that love you and love the Lord Jesus, love your children and love the church, and that love this country. And work with us, Father, to bring this land to repentance and put our government back upon the foundation in which it was founded, and that being your word in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, I pray for each and every one that is with me in this ministry. Brother Kenny Powers, Sister Amy, Brother James Taylor, Brother Dennis Lee, all of our families, my family, Father, my wife, my children. And Father, all of their things. We pray, Father, for the Holy Spirit to talk within our families and help us to lead them out of darkness and into light, and that light being the Lord Jesus Christ, so that they too, Father, can find salvation and make heaven their home, that none be lost. Now, Father, as we close, I ask that you keep us all in health through this evening and the night. Keep us safe. Give us rest through the night, Father. Let us wake refreshed in the morning and back into your word, Father. And I ask all of this in that sweet, precious name of Jesus. Amen. Now remember all that we are going to be having communion in the morning. So get everything ready and have it ready when it's needed. Have a great night. Hold on to God, he'll hold on to you. Good evening, all.